You know, the great irony is that sitting in the studio right now with me are the folks from that exact program right there. And Gene Hare is the area director of sales and marketing for the Hiltons, right?
Yep. Good
and
evening.
Thanks for being back here. I know we did this last year as well. And thank you for your support of our Toys for Tots show last week and all the stuff that you guys did for us. It was awesome. And this is one of my favorite things, because whether you're out in the suburbs, or maybe you live downstate, or you live in Wisconsin, you listen to us in Michigan, wherever you happen to be, and you want to come in for a great getaway weekend in Chicago, especially, yeah, there's amazing deals to be had, right?
Absolutely.
And this time of year, it's spectacular, right? Because you want to come down to finish up the Christmas shopping the next couple of weeks. Maybe the kids are off school, or maybe the kids are back from college, and it's a good way to, you know, come down and hang out. Three of the most iconic hotels in America are right here, and you get great deals on them.
Hilton Chicago, the Drake and the Palmer House, and Big Trees, gingerbread houses, dial it up. You get to take advantage of skating at Millennium Park this year. That's new.
So is that part of the package?
It's part of the package.
If
you are a guest at Hilton, you get to skate for free.
Because as it turns out, that's not as inexpensive as it looks when you're driving by.
No.
That is a little bit. So there's a little sticker shock with some of that, with the skate rental and all that. But yeah, so great. That's a great thing. And that's right down, that's a 10-minute walk. That's a 2-minute walk from the Palmer House.
It's a 2-minute walk from the Palmer House. It's a couple-minute walk from the Drake, and it's probably a 7-minute walk from Hilton Chicago.
Yeah.
And you get to walk by and see the Christmas tree, the city of Chicago tree. You walk down State Street and see the windows at Macy's, and you get the whole Chicago experience, the real Chicago experience.
We were just talking about the Palmer House. I have this never-ending fascination with that particular property. And we do, we're in the Hilton Chicago all the time for major events. We'll be there for Sox Fest coming up in a couple of weeks, and obviously we're there for the Blackhawks. But the room at the Hilton Chicago is, that great grand ballroom there. It hosts so many important and iconic right. events, and people love it. But the Palmer House is the sneak to me. The Palmer House is one of those hotels that I think, even Chicagoans kind of forget about, because it's in the middle of a cluster of buildings
right
downtown. And when you go into the Palmer House, you are stepping back in time, but not in a creepy way. Sometimes you walk into a hotel and you go, "Oh, I'm stepping back in time," and they haven't updated this. It's like you're in a time travel movie, because that lobby is bright and busy, but it's from another era.
21 panels of Greek mythology on the ceiling. And when we watch the guests come up the escalator and they see the Christmas tree and they see the ceiling, they stop. They stop on the escalator.
Takes your breath away.
It really does. Yeah. And I'll stop and talk to them. And everybody wants to hear the story of the Palmer House. And there's such an amazing story behind it. Palmer House was built as a wedding gift Potter Palmer. It burned down 13 days later after the Chicago fire, and they rebuilt it
right
in 1873, and it's been open ever since then. And it is like stepping back. You get the true Chicago experience when you walk in there.
There's the most amazing set of scenes in Devil in the White City, which a lot of Chicagoans have read, that take place at the Palmer House. And none of the bad, gruesome stuff. It's all the story, because that book is half about this killer, and the other half is about the fathers of Chicago architecture and Chicago business who built the city, right? And that's so much of the business part of this takes place at the Palmer House, because the Palmer House was all of the iconic steakhouses and hotels and all the places where things got done in Chicago was all one back in the 1890s. And the author even goes through the recipes for like the turtle soup that was the Palmer House was known for. I mean, it is such a special place. If I were I'm not supposed to pick a favorite here, but if I was telling people to take part in this Dibs thing, if they have not been in the Palmer House, they haven't been there in a long time, or they've never stayed there, that is. And I tell people when they come into Chicago, I go, you want a unique experience? Drake is beautiful, and a beautiful part of the city, and iconic, right? Absolutely. On Lakeshore Drive. And obviously the Chicago Hilton is amazing. It's a grand hotel. Palmer House, man, is the, I can't say the word, but you know what I mean. It's the best.
You walk in there, and the brownie was invented at the Palmer House in the 1893 World's Fair. And I think the really unsung story about the Palmer House and really Bertha Palmer is Bertha Palmer, the Art Institute, is going to have a massive Monet exhibit that starts next year. It'll be internationally recognized. Most of the artwork that was started at the Art Institute was donated by Bertha Palmer.
Yeah.
She was behind the women's rights movement. She helped generate, she brought in the very first female architect in the 1893 World's Fair to design the women's building, not just a teardown building, but a massive
the pavilion. Building. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they've always been at the forefront of cool experiences. And in now with Dibs, with Lockwood, you could hear a little bit about some of the drinks, but things we're doing.
Let's do that for a second here. We got Jason Schroeder with us, his executive chef, and our beverage director. Chef, I'd love to talk to you, but I'd really like to talk to the beverage director here for just a second first.
Sure.
Because I know the food's great, right? I'm not worried about that. I want to know what I'm drinking first. Go with the cocktails. So, Donna, first of all, there's a Palmer House Pilsner. There's an actual beer.
It's an actual beer, yes. We partnered with Jared from Moody Tongue. He used to be a chef, and now he's a brewmaster. And he just opened up this big, beautiful place just south of us. And we partnered with him, and it's becoming our number one seller in the hotel. It's amazing.
It's great.
And we actually bottled it. And I don't know if you look at the label, it's very cool because the peacock is on there,
which
Palmer House is known for by our great doors.
Oh, right.
So
yes.
There's quite a few places that you could get beer on tap that belongs to them.
Yeah.
We have it bottled, which is pretty amazing.
That's very cool. And it's a great keepsake, too.
It is.
Again, I'm telling you, man, this is the sneak hotel in the world, the Palmer House.
It is. I never get tired of riding up that escalator
about. Right. No, I'm telling you. I mean, and you walk in, it seems, and when you come in off the street, you're going in and you're like, oh, it's like low ceilings. You're like, what could this possibly be? But you got to get on the escalator.
Yeah.
And it takes you like on a ride to heaven when it does it. It's like it's amazing. All right, and then I see that there's a Manhattan. You apparently know your audience here.
It's not a Manhattan. It's actually an old fashioned.
Oh,
it's the brownie old fashioned. As Gene said, Bertha Palmer made the first brownie. So when I got there, I was like, we have to play with that. So that is our few. Rye. It's
Chicago based.
Yeah. Yes, it's from Chicago. I went there and we did a blend with them. This rye you could only get at the Palmer House. And we mixed it with a little Nocello, which is a walnut liqueur, a little chocolate.
Tastes like a brownie. Tastes just like a brownie.
Yep.
Don't let it near the kids.
Yes.
And then we've got let's get to the food here too. But yes. Before we do that, what is this?
That is our Dibs cocktail. And so we're promoting Dibs. If you go to the bar with your mug, you could go and
the
upgrade.
Dibs mug you have there. That's the Dibs mug.
Yes, you could go and get a free refill on coffee or hot chocolate, but you could go to the bar for a little upgrade and get this cocktail, which is Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
A little
I know what this is. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I'm already floating. All right. Chef, let's talk a little bit about Lockwood, right? Which is a great restaurant. And you've got a burger bar.
Yeah, we have actually two separate restaurants fed by the same kitchen. So we have Potter's Burger Bar, mm-hmm. and then we have the Lockwood restaurant.
And the burger bar is fast casual. You get in, get out kind of thing?
Yeah, we try and get in and get out.
Great for the kids.
Yeah. It's more of a sit down. It's not quite a sit down. It's more of a kind of get that sports bar feel a little bit to it. So, you know, we play some games, whatever NFL's on and, you know, burgers and all that. And then Lockwood is the opposite, I guess. We try and keep that more high end, more of a fancy, you know, dress up cat.
Kind of going back to the origin, right? The great, it was the most important restaurant in Chicago. Was it the Palmer House at the turn of the century?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going back into that world. There were recipes that they're still around from there.
Yeah,
right?
Recently we had to go buy a new, I had to track down one on eBay to get the original cookbook, and so we've brought that back to the restaurant. So on Fridays we're doing the fish fry that back around the turn of the century there was like 3,000 servings a day that they would do this old original restaurant, and so now we're trying to bring that back and do that every Friday. And we're using some of the older recipes, and incorporating a little bit of that into it.
It's amazing. It is amazing. And I don't want to make the Drake jealous or Chicago Hilton jealous. I just, you know, you have your first love, and that's, you know, I'm sorry. I'm able to do that. All right, call dibs on over $200 in savings at the Palmer House, the Drake, or the Hilton Chicago on Michigan Avenue. HiltonsOfChicagoDibs.com if you want to take part in this. It's a great opportunity around the holidays, or even after the holidays, you want to come in and do a getaway in Chicago for a weekend, just, get away from the snow out and the suburbs or wherever you're living, wherever you're within the sound of my voice, and you can do that. So
you can call dibs all the way through Easter.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Gene, for being here, and everybody for being here. And thank you for my brownie Manhattan. Chicago's big.